My Life Today, June 25. Say nothing that will wound or grieve. Emotional maturity brings happiness. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. If the lips were constantly guarded so that no guile could corrupt them, what an amount of suffering, degradation, and misery might be prevented! If we would say nothing to wound or grieve, except in necessary reproof of sin, that God might not be dishonored, how much misunderstanding, bitterness, and anguish would be prevented! If we would speak words of good cheer, words of hope and faith in God, how much light we might shed upon the pathway of others, to be reflected in still brighter beams upon our own souls. The plan of salvation, as revealed in the Holy Scriptures, opens up a way whereby man may secure happiness and prolong his days upon the earth, as well as enjoy the favor of heaven and secure that future life which measures with the life of God. Many persons complain of providence because of the discomfort and inconvenience which they suffer, when this is the sure result of their own course. They seem to feel that they are ill-treated of God, when they themselves are alone responsible for the ills which they endure. Our kind and merciful Heavenly Father has established laws which, obeyed, would promote physical, mental, and moral health. God requires us to yield our own will to His, but He does not ask us to give up anything that it would be for our good to retain. No one can be happy while he devotes his life to selfish gratification. A course of obedience to God is the wisest course for us to pursue, for it brings peace, content, and happiness as a sure result. If men would place themselves in right relation to God by heeding the counsel of His Word, they would escape innumerable dangers and experience a peace and content that would render life a joy rather than a burden.